This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I almost just said it's the Rami show. I really fell into old habits. That's the old show on this time slot. Now it's Wisconsin Sports Daily, usually hosted by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Rami, formerly of the Rami show, in for Sparky today and live from the 1250 AM The Fan studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Get into some Packers talk coming up at 3 o'clock. We're going to keep the Bucks talk going right now with my guest from the Eurostep podcast. Absolute pleasure to welcome in Rohan Kadi. Rohan, long time, man. How you been?
Doing well. Happy to be here. It's always fun to talk Bucks with you.
Absolutely, man. I wish it was more fun right now. I wish they were playing a little bit better basketball. I'm trying not to be one of the ones hitting the panic alarm, but I was asking in the previous segment and to start the show, Rohan, what's missing with this Bucks team? Because you see Giannis and his numbers, you see Dame and his numbers, and you see all these three-point shooters, and they're actually the second-best three-point shooting team in the league. And then you go, why isn't there more offense? What's missing with this team, in your opinion, Rohan?
I think a lot of it has to do with cohesiveness as a team, because you're right. Theoretically, on paper, this is a very, very good offensive team that should lean into being an offensive-minded team because they have all those pieces, Dame, Giannis, three-point shooters, even bench scoring they have. But it's just a team that seems like it's trying to figure out its rotations post-trade deadline, and it's been a struggle. I mean, like, you look at the starting lineup, and theoretically, that should, like, any lineup with Giannis and Dame should be a very, very good offensive team. And even though the numbers have played out to be fairly okay on the offensive end, there's meat on the bone. There's more left to be desired in terms of this starting lineup and just the rotations in general. You're seeing a lot of Dame and Giannis sitting together, so you can let KPJ and Jericho Sims run the bench unit with their pick and roll actions, let Gary Trent get going a little bit. But it seems like this is a team that's still trying to figure out what lineups work best, what buttons to push, and we're running out of time.
Talking with Rohan Kadi of the Eurostep podcast. I played a clip from Eric Name on the Athletics NBA Daily in the segment that we started the show with. And he essentially said, Rohan, that they play too slow. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but he basically said that they play too slow. And the example that he gave on how that sort of results in less offense is if somebody comes to block Giannis or to double team Giannis on the block and it opens up a 3-point shooter, by the time that 3-point shooter gets the ball in their hands, there's 4 or 5 seconds left on the clock and they kind of got to shoot it. They can't go to another option if somebody scrambles out to them. Can this team play faster with the roster as it currently stands?
I think so. I think the slowness plays into what I was just talking about cohesiveness, because it's a team that's still trying to figure out what it does on the offensive end with these new rotations. So that leads to some slow play because guys are indecisive. Guys don't know what spots they need to be in. They don't know these angles because they haven't been playing together a long time. And frankly, like some of the pieces may not fit together. So I do think this team has the ability to play fast. Like, you insert a dynamic athlete in Kyle Kuzma into the starting lineup, and you should be a team that's able to run out, should be a team that's able to make quick decisions. And to his credit, Kyle Kuzma has been doing a lot of that, but the rest of the team needs to buy in to that. I mean, it's tough when you have an older team, but you have more athleticism than you had in the past, and that's maybe a reason why you would try to insert like a Gary Trent Jr. into a starting lineup over a Taurean Prince, just to get more speed and athleticism out there, just to be able to make all of life easier on the offensive end for Damon Yates.
You know, I know Bucks fans are in their feels right now, and my producer Charlie pointed out in the last segment, it does seem like Bucks fans really, really ride that roller coaster. And when things are good, they're the greatest, and when things are bad, they're the absolute worst. I try to keep some perspective, and honestly, Rohan, before this three-game losing streak and the last one, obviously, in heartbreaking fashion a couple nights ago in Indiana, I was seeing some real positive signs and the arrows kind of pointing up. And even on some of this stuff that we're talking about, I just feel like, and you've alluded to this a couple of times, it's still going to take some figuring out with these new pieces on the roster.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what this team has really leaned into post-trade deadline, obviously, is the athleticism aspect of it. And you're right. They have had a lot of success prior to this three-game losing streak. But in this three-game losing streak, they are going up against teams who can sort of match their energy and sort of say like, hey, did you really do enough to become more athletic? We know you did. We know you want to play faster, but we play really fast. So can you keep up with us? And so far, the answer has been no.
Are they going to have to play fast in the postseason? You always hear that old moniker that it really slows down. The game becomes more physical in the postseason. It's more of a half-court game in the playoffs. Do you think that holds true still in the NBA, or does playoff basketball sort of cater to what the Bucks do?
I would say that it's different types of speed variation. Like, you're right, the playoffs, it tends to be more half-court focused. And it tends to be more physical. A lot more contact is allowed, but it still doesn't, you still need to be able to execute in the half court. And that comes by making fast decisions, quick reads, fast cuts, being able to move the ball and get guys going off the ball as well. Like speed plays a factor even in like hard nosed half court basketball, because you need to try to gain every single advantage that you can, because the other guys are going as hard as you can. You're going as hard as you can. You want to win. So every single little advantage that you can create is even so much more important. So while the game does slow down, you're absolutely correct. It almost makes speed that much more important and cohesiveness that much more important
on that side of the court, that they still need to move faster and get sets set up quicker, so that when the defense steps up and covers that set or that motion or whatever it is you're trying to do, you have time to try even more things within the confines of the shot.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Clock.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to be able to get off the best shot that you can.
Right.
A lot of stuff that we've seen in this three-game losing streak is isolation basketball. Guys not getting set up like you had talked about earlier. And you end the shot clock with trying to get up like a tough contested look sometimes, even though you may have had access to an easier shot earlier in the possession. It comes down to decision making. It comes down to guys being in the right spots. It comes down to trusting your teammates, and it comes down to finding the right pieces that really fit together. One thing that I'd like to see, and that we haven't seen this with this iteration of the team, is how can this team play smaller and faster? Because the slowest guy on the team is Brook Lopez. And I'm not trying to say that this is all a Brook Lopez problem. It is not. I'd say he's more of a situational player than he is like a mainstay in this rotation over the last 2 years. But just being able to try new lineups, you get a guy like Kyle Kuzma who can theoretically unlock Giannis at the five lineups. Like, that should move faster. That should be able to match up better on the offensive end against opposing defenses, have the ability to attack maybe other slower players that are on the court. It is something that I would like to see. It is something that we have not seen yet. And like I said earlier about something else, we're running out of time to be able to see these things.
Yep, that's the problem there is the clock is ticking, and the schedule is tough here for the next 10 or 11 games, Rohan. I said earlier in the show, this team is, I think, 11th in defensive efficiency, and a lot of people point to the defense when we talk about what's wrong, what's missing with this basketball team. But, Rohan, when they made the trade and they traded Drew Holiday for Dame Lillard, they were saying we're going to be a less defensive team and a more offensive team, and I was okay with that. I'm still okay with that. For me, Rohan, 11th in the league in defense is good enough. I just need that offense to look better, and the whole picture will come together. Is that good enough for you, being 11th in defense in the NBA?
I think so, especially when you have the offensive talent that you have. I mean, this is a team that ever since the Damian Lillard trade, the Adrian Griffin saga, now Doc Rivers, all that, has been struggling to find an identity. In the Mike Budenholzer era, they were a defensive team that they'd slog out every single possession, and they will physically beat you down, wear you down, until you submit. This team, it struggles to find an identity. I think they've almost sort of reverted back to having a more defensive-focused identity. You see that in a lot of lineups. They like to play big. Giannis has talked about just being able to be a bigger team, a more physically imposing team, which lends itself to the defensive end. And they've had success, like you mentioned. They've been one of the a top team post-trade deadline in terms of defensive efficiency. I think Kyle Kuzma's really bought in. He's capable of guarding smaller players and moving and switching and being versatile. But 10th is enough. Like, or 11th is enough. Just being there, it is enough. You just need to pick up the other side of the court. Because if you can't, you almost need to go the other way and go all in on defense.
Right.
And I don't know if this team has the capability to really do that in terms of their guard rotation either. So you've kind of left yourself in the pickle to say, okay, we're a good enough defense, but we just need to turn up the offense. Otherwise, they're dead in the water.
What do you make of the 29th in the league in offensive rating in the fourth quarter? Easy for me to say. How does that, like, we're talking about the offensive struggles, and they're sort of middle of the pack offensively overall, but 29th in the league in the fourth quarter. What is happening to end games here, Rohan?
It's a really good question. it's been really bothering me. As I watch these games, as I watch these fourth quarters, I try to answer, what exactly is going on here? And we're seeing like different types of lineups. You're seeing more like Dame KPJ lineups in there to try to get some off-ball reps as well. And you're seeing Giannis not come in for a while. And you're seeing Giannis just like sometimes this team just being completely phased and just out of sorts without Giannis on the offensive end. So that kind of lends itself to the fourth quarter problems. But overall, I think it's just a lack of execution. Like you see it like on that Tyrese Haliburton 4-point play, I think it's very emblematic of the Bucks in the fourth quarter. Not just on, I mean, obviously that was a defensive lapse, but just not being able to be locked in even on a set that you knew was coming. The Pacers have run that set before, but that just lends itself to the idea that this team is not really all dialed all the way in the fourth quarter. It seems like they're a team that wants to be like, okay, we'll flip the switch when it comes playoff time. That's not a thing. That's not a thing with this team and most teams in NBA history, unless you have LeBron James on your team. I think it's a lack of focus and a lack of just hard-nosed basketball ability, because they have the personnel like we've been talking about, and they are a fairly like a middle of the pack offensive team that falls off the cliff in the fourth quarter. And you can't attribute that to anything else besides just the mentality of the team and the coach.
Want to ask you about two sort of big picture numbers before I let you go, Rohan, and sort of gauge your level of concern when it comes to those. 14 and 17 on the road. They're the only playoff team in the Eastern Conference with a losing road record right now. How concerning is that to you, especially considering they may end up the 5 or the 6 seed?
It's very concerning. I mean, like you should be able to win games on the road, especially because this has been a team in the past that has been capable of winning games on the road. It's good that they love playing in Milwaukee. They love playing in front of the Pfizer fans. Like, that's awesome. Like I'll take that as a win. But just being able to not execute well on the road is a problem. And it's a culture problem. It's a mentality problem. And it's something that I don't know if that can be, like, fixed. I know a lot of those losses were sort of in the front half of the season, so maybe they can get better as the team goes on, but it's definitely a concern. I'd say it's a high-level concern.
And then 0-9 against the Cavs, Celtics, and Knicks. Level of concern on that one?
High. I mean, this team looks like, and it showed us all season long, that they are poised to be a second-round exit. And there's no evidence to say the contrary. If you do win your first-round series, which I do think they can, you have to play one of the Cavs, the Pacers, or the Knicks, depending on how seeding goes. Likely one of the Pacers or the Cavs or the Celtics. And if you can't beat them, if you've shown no evidence that you can beat those teams, how are you supposed to feel confident going into the postseason about being a title contender? Because this team likes to think of itself as a title contender, but that stat on its own has shown that they cannot even hang with the top of their own conference.
That's Rohan Kadi. Check out the Eurostep podcast. Follow him on Twitter at rkadi jr. That's rkattirijr. Rkattirjr. That's Rohan Kadi, my guest for the last few minutes. Rohan, really appreciate the time and the insight, man. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.